Sometimes it's tough making it through the week. You had a simple task that you were trying to do. Maybe you weren't trying to do it and you just kind of let it fall through the cracks. It was very simple.
You had one job.
All right, so here's the deal. I have 7 bottles for Parker. 7. I know I have those 7. It's a hard 7, right? But for the past week, there's only been 6. And I thought to myself, where did the 7th one go? I checked in the dishwasher. I checked in the microwave. I checked in her bottle sterilizer. I checked under couches, under her nursery bed. Every single place I could imagine. Then I get in my car yesterday and I'm like, well, that's a new smell. That's a real new smell. So then I started doing some investigating like Magellan, and I get underneath the back car seat, and not only is it underneath the back car seat, but it had pried its way open, and her prescription-based non-dairy milk intolerant formula is all over the floor.
Oh, no.
So to myself, who checked every single spot but the car where you gave her the bottle, Sarah, when she had the meltdown and you had to pull over. You had one job!
My son Charlie is in kindergarten, and his school has a Halloween thing at the school last Saturday. So all the dads who have kids in the school get together to make the haunted house inside the school. It's the most important thing at the Halloween event. Everyone goes into the haunted house. So as a radio professional, I volunteered my services to provide the spooky music for the haunted house. So I'm here at the station. I go get like licensed music to put in it, and I'm recording it in one studio while I'm doing some things in our studio. And I get there on Saturday morning to check it. And all of a sudden, 5 minutes before the whole thing starts, this happens during the spooky music.
In 2017, Pharrell Williams created a song.
Thanks for the commercial break. How did that get in there?
But only for
So then I'm like, oh no, there are going to be like commercials all through this recording. I'm going to have to stand here the entire time in the middle of this haunted house trying to hide myself so the kids don't have their time ruined by some other public service announcement that's being made when it's supposed to be spooky music. So I'm there. I'm just ready to hit pause and like fast forward through the commercial. And it turns out that that was the only one that was in the entire 3-hour recording. So I stood there like a dummy waiting for something else to happen. Nothing happened at all. Except I burned my forehead on a black light as I was trying to walk out of there after the haunted house was over.
I wanted to ask all week. I just didn't want to embarrass you.
So many things I got wrong. I had so many jobs.
There's a 49-year-old guy who's originally from Macedonia, but he's been a U.S. citizen since 2006, living with his wife in Michigan. So last month, he was driving back to Michigan from Canada with a woman in his passenger seat when he handed the Border Patrol officer both of their U.S. passports, and the officer was like, this really doesn't look like the woman who's sitting next to you.
Uh-oh.
And it took him a while, but they finally figured out what was going on. The man was using his wife's passport to try to sneak his mistress from Macedonia into the U.S.
Jerk.
He had taken his wife's passport without her knowledge, and he had a fling with this woman that was in the car like 20 to 30 years ago.
Wow.
They made contact when she visited Canada, and then they just came up with this plan.
Wow.
They were both arrested, obvi, and hit with federal charges for improperly using a U.S. passport issued to another person.
Uh-huh.
So to this Canadian man and this Canadian woman, have you never seen any of the shows on television, specifically Lifetime, when someone tries to do this and fails? No! Watch TV more and go to the movies more. You both had one job, eh?